Thank the usual suspects, the Atwater Library and Computer Center, including our new sound engineer, Charlotte, who's recording tonight's reading, which will be archived along with previous readings on our website, which is atwaterlibrary.ca/events/atwater-poetry-project. Though Google is probably a safer bet to find that. If you do happen to look through our past recordings and you notice any glitches or any softer or louder parts, do let me know, send me an email or contact the library, because we're in the middle of recoding and updating some of the web pages. So if you notice anything that's gone awry, definitely let us know. And go online, have a look at for your favorite poets. Many people use them to teach or just to fall asleep to. I also want to thank the Canada Council for the Arts for supporting tonight's reading, as well as our media sponsor, the Montreal Review of Books, some copies of which are available downstairs in the library. I also want to let you know that tonight is the last chance you will have, unless you email me, I suppose I'll take them by email, to ask for your favorite poets for next season. So for 2011-12, we're now taking requests. There's a sign-up list at the back, or as I say, you can go all newfangled and use technology to let me know, but within the next week or so will be the cutoff for audience requests. What else? And our next, this is the last reading of 2010, and our next first reading of 2011 will be on January 20th, and will feature Sherry D. Wilson and Chris Hutchison. So I invite you all to come back here on January 20th. Tonight we're welcoming David O'Mara and Zoe Withall, who are two poets. Zoe is also a novelist. And it's rare to find someone who has the attention to detail that novels require sustained, and the attention to detail whimsical that poetry gives you a chance to do. She does both with grace and with a voice that, from her very first book, has been entirely her own. She's written three novels and three books of poems. The most recent novel, Holding Still for as Long as Possible, which I liked and I reviewed it for the Globe and it was very good, was also on the long list and was one of the reader favorites for the Canada Book Reads, the CBC Book Reads for this year. And her most recent poetry collection was Precordial Thump by Exile Editions in 2008. She's originally from just over there in the townships and she now lives in Toronto. Please welcome Zoe Withall.